Marian Harkin, this is going to be your last week here in the European Parliament, certainly serving as an MEP ever, because you decided not to contest the next elections. Why did you decide not to put your name forward again?
I suppose in one sentence, 15 years, 15 counties. I have been privileged and honoured to do the work that I've done here. People have put their trust in me. And I feel that in that period of time, I have certainly ensured access for citizens. I've acted as a conduit for citizens, both to have access to the institutions and to influence legislation. And I also believe I have played a significant role in shaping legislation for the better for Europe and, crucially, for those people I represent in Ireland. So I believe that I have done the work I set myself when I came out here, and I will not seek re-election.
I mean, nevertheless, though, you are leaving at an interesting time. The Brexit story certainly has not been played out. Who knows what's going to happen to European politics as a result? Will you not miss the cut and thrust of European politics, especially when it's still going to go through a period of turmoil?
I absolutely will. And I think I'm not sure how I'm going to fill that time yet. But yes, of course I will. I'm one of these people. I'm always either reading newspapers or checking out the latest news on Twitter. And one of the things about being here is that you do really have an opportunity to have an impact on decisions and legislation that matters for Irish people. And you don't always get what you want, but sometimes you do. And in order to do that, you've got to work with other people. You've got to hone your negotiation skills. You've got to get people to trust you out here. That takes a bit of time. So I miss all of that greatly.
What won't you miss?
I won't miss leaving Sligo. For example, this weekend, I left on Sunday evening. I drove to Dublin, stayed overnight, got an early flight, came to Frankfurt, got a bus down and arrived here to start my week's work. From when I left home to when I arrived in Strasbourg, it was about 20 hours. Now, of course, I stayed for a few hours in Dublin at night, but I won't miss that. I will not miss getting on planes, travelling. I won't miss arriving into Dublin on a flight, maybe at 10 o'clock at night, that very often will be delayed until 11. And if I'm lucky, I'll be in the car at 11:30. And I may not even be going to Sligo at that point. I could be going to Letterkenny or Abbey Leaks or Galway or wherever. So I won't miss any of that travel. But I will hugely miss the work here. I hugely miss the contact with people as well, with different groups, from carers to credit unions, from farmers to small businesses and everything in between. The people I've worked with, I have to say that in the last few weeks, you know, I've just really been taken aback by the level of goodwill that has come from different people and different groups. So I'll miss all of that because I loved doing it. It was never a chore. It was something that I was so happy to be doing. So I'll miss all of that, but I'll tell you, I will not miss the travel.
And just in terms of what goes on out here, Marian, you know, you'll certainly see very negative, and there are quite a few of them at the moment, comments coming from particularly the UK and Eurosceptic press about the credibility of the European Parliament and the European institutions, and people scoff at the European Parliament and say it's useless and all of you MEPs are useless. What do you say to those criticisms?
Well, to the second one, I say you don't actually understand how the system works. You may not agree with what we do, and that's fine. But to say that we're useless and we do nothing, that's factually incorrect. The Lisbon Treaty gave a lot of power to the European Parliament. We now decide on legislation with the Council. I mean, for example, today in Parliament, we were debating a report that I was very much part of. I was the shadow rapporteur for my group, which has set up a European agency that will ensure that free movement of workers is fair and that the system works and the people can have trust in it. I mean, one of the issues, for example, that caused people to vote against the Nice and the Lisbon Treaty, particularly the Nice Treaty in Ireland, was this the whole thing about the race to the bottom and about workers coming in and undercutting Irish workers, etc. All of that has been changed during this term in the Parliament. Now, nobody will notice that because they expect the system to work. But the European Parliament has had a very significant impact on promoting social legislation. Today, again, we were able to put in place basic standards on, you know, the predictability of working conditions and to improve, at a basic level, I will agree, the standards for workers across the EU. One of my, I suppose, highlights in this Parliament was my work from the very beginning on carers' leave. And we have actually got that legislation through the Parliament. That's for family carers who need to take time off. And also on the Globalisation Fund, which is a fund set up to help workers that lose their jobs, either through upskilling, retraining, or indeed funding to start their own business. So we deal with the minutiae, the nitty-gritty, the day-to-day here in this Parliament. But aside from that, Karen, we also have to look at Europe, the bigger picture, Europe as a player in a global setting, and the positive direction that we are taking around issues like climate change, around issues like data protection. People will give out about GDPR, but what does it mean? It means that any individual owns their own data, that large corporations and platforms cannot use and abuse your information for their purposes to make money out of it. That's a serious step in the right direction. We lead, I think, on tax justice. Now, that's thin ice for Ireland, but multinationals have to pay their fair share of tax. Otherwise, ordinary people do. We lead when it comes to protecting biodiversity, when it comes to protecting workers' rights, anti-discrimination. This isn't nirvana. It's a million miles from it. But all I say to anybody is there is no better place to live on this planet at the moment than in the European Union as far as its legislation and its positive impact on global affairs is concerned. And I'll be gutted to leave it. But I hope in some small way that I've contributed to it.